The following is a lecture to Gurukula boys on the Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter number 5, text number 14, given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasadhikari, recorded on April 11th, 2016, in Vrindavan, India.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate
Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Tanyata kinchana yad vivakshata pritag dishastat pritarupa namabhi nakarhachit kapi nadushita matir labeta vatahata nar ivaspadam.
Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Whatever you desire to describe that is separate from vision from the Lord simply reacts with different forms, names, and results to agitate the mind as the wind agitates a boat which has no resting place. Purport. Sri Vyasadeva is the editor of all descriptions of all the Vedic literatures. And thus he has described transcendental realization in different ways, namely by fruit of activities, speculative knowledge, mystic power, and devotional service. Besides that, in his various Puranas, he has recommended the worship of so many demigods in different forms and names. The result is that people in general are puzzled how to fix their minds in the service of the Lord. They are always disturbed about finding the real path of self-realization. Srila Narada Deva is stressing this particular defect in the Vedic literature compiled by Vyasadeva, and thus he is trying to emphasize describing everything in relation with the Supreme Lord and no one else. In fact, there is nothing existent except the Lord. The Lord is manifested in different expansions. He is the root of the complete tree. He is the stomach of the complete body. Pouring water on the root is the right process to water the tree, as much as feeding the stomach supplies energy to all parts of the body. Therefore, Srila Vyasadeva should not have compiled any Purana other than the Bhagavad Purana, because a slight deviation from that may create havoc for self-realization. If a slight deviation can create such havoc, then what to speak of deliberate expansion of the ideas separate from the absolute truth, personality of Godhead? The most defective part of worshipping demigods is that it creates a definite conception of pantheism, ending disastrously in many religious sects, detrimental to the progress of the principles of the Bhagavatam, which alone can give the accurate directions for self-realization in eternal relation the personality of Godhead by devotional service in transcendental love. The example of the boat disturbed by the whirling wind is suitable in this respect. The diverted mind of the pantheist can never reach the perfection of self-realization due to the disturbed condition of the selection of object.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavam Cha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raganitam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sajaitam Sabadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Ladita Shri Vishakan Vitamscha
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschat Yadeshatarine.
So in this connection, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu states very nicely. He says, I know no one but Krishna is my Lord, and he shall remain so, even if he handles me roughly by his embrace, or leaves me broken-hearted by not being present before me. He is my worshipful Lord unconditionally. So here Prabhupada is actually criticizing Srila Vyasadeva for making all these different Puranas about this demigod, that demigod, so many demigods. What is the difficulty of pantheism? If I say there are many gods, you see, then what am I actually saying? It's like here in India, you have a Supreme Court, isn't it? So if you declare every court in India is the Supreme Court, now do you have a Supreme Court? No. There can only be one Supreme Court. If there are more than one, it is no longer Supreme Court. So if you say there are many gods, then there is no God anymore, no Supreme God. So this idea of pantheism, it kills the idea of God, actually. They say many gods, but actually they're saying no God, no Supreme Person. So the Srimad Bhagavatam makes it very clear, Krishna stu Bhagavan Svayam, there is one Supreme Person. Actually, everything that exists is nothing but Krishna and his expanded energy. These demigods are all the energy of Krishna. They are emanations from Krishna. They cannot emanate Krishna from themselves, but Krishna is emanating them from himself. Everything that exists is emanation of Krishna. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. Everything. Aham sarvasya prabhava matak sarvam pravartate iti madva vajante bang buddha bhava samanvita. I am the source of all spiritual and material worlds. Everything emanates from me. The wise who know this perfectly engage in my devotional service and worship me with all their hearts. So, I may say I believe in Krishna, the Supreme. If I ask you who is the Supreme, you will say Krishna, isn't it? But have we actually devoted ourselves to Krishna? That's the real question, isn't it? How much interested are we in Krishna? Or are we more interested in ourselves? My own personal enjoyments that I can arrange for myself. You understand the point? This is a very important thing. We talk about devotion to Krishna, but how much are we actually devoted to Krishna? That we have to see. Do I take myself as the center of enjoyment, or I take Krishna as the center of enjoyment? We say Krishna is the center of enjoyment, but yet at every minute we act as if we are the center of enjoyment. It's like saying, well, I have to feed my belly, because that's how I get nourishment, but I'm keeping the food in my hand and not giving it to the belly. Wouldn't that be stupid? You go to breakfast, you take the banana and you squash it in your fingers and you never feed it to the belly. How will you get nourishment? You see? So that is our defect. Even though we acknowledge that Krishna is the Supreme, we are not serving Krishna as the Supreme. We're more interested in serving ourselves than we are serving Krishna. That is our defect. Therefore, Guru is required. You see? Guru corrects us. Guru chastises us. What are you doing, you nonsense? Why are you keeping yourself in the center? Now you put Krishna in the center.
Guru is required, that is stated by Krishna. Also Mandaka Upanishad, Tad Vaganartham Sagurum Eva Vigitschet. If you want to know that transcendental science, you must approach the spiritual master. In Sanskrit language, there's the vidilin form of the verb. You see, gachchet or gachati, he goes, you see. Gachanti, they go. Gachchet, must go. So, in this shloka, evam vigatschet, you must go. It's absolute, there's no option. If you want transcendental realization, you cannot get it on your own, simply by studying some books. You have to take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master. That's how you get transcendental realization. Otherwise, you remain just like these. You've seen these street dogs in Vrindavan. Aren't they a pitiful sight? The street dogs. You feel sorry for those street dogs. Those poor street dogs, you see. Wandering around, Brudge, looking for some scraps of food, fighting with the other dogs, people throwing rocks at them. In a very unfortunate position to be a street dog in Vrindavan. How many of you have been to Juhu Beach? Anybody been walking on Juhu Beach? The dogs there are walking with their masters, you see. You seen the dogs on Juhu Beach walking with their masters? Do they look like the dogs in Vrindavan? No. The dogs in Vrindavan are lean and thin, full of anxiety. The dogs on Juhu Beach walking with their masters are stout and strong and jolly dogs, very jolly dogs, you see, walking with their masters down the beach. So, there's anatta and sadnatta. Anatta means with no master, sadnatta means with a master. Someone who has a guru, you see, who's taken shelter of the bona fide spiritual master, he's obedient to his guru, just like the dog, he obeys the master. You see? And the disciple who's obedient disciple, the bona fide guru, he's very jolly, he's empowered in Krishna consciousness. But one who thinks, well, what does Guru Maharaj really know? Does their own thing, you see? I don't need a guru, or I have one, but I'm not really so keen to just do everything for his pleasure, you see. Then that's street dog, you see. So do not remain like street dog. You find a bona fide spiritual master, you take shelter of him. I can look in my own life, what it was like before I became disciple of Prabhupada. And what it was like after I became disciple. Before I was a disciple, it was the darkness of ignorance. It was hellish, nightmare. But when I became disciple, I became Vaikuntha, the spiritual world, you see. So you have a choice. You can remain in the darkness, or you can come to the light. That is your choice, my dear boys. You see? The Vedic injunction is tamasi ma jyotirgama. Do not remain in the darkness. You come to the light. So you can follow the Vedic injunction, or you can disobey the Vedic injunction. You have the free will. No one can force you to be a devotee. It's your own choice. Do I want to be a devotee or do I not want to be a devotee? You have the choice. If you choose to actually be a devotee, you see, right now you're in the Gurukula, and the program forces you to be a devotee, at least go through the motions of being a devotee. But you will not be in the Gurukula your whole life. What will you do when you're not in the Gurukula? Will you continue wearing tilak? Will you continue chanting japa? Or will you just, you know, become more interested in Bollywood than in Krishna? You see what I'm saying? You should understand the absolute necessity of becoming a devotee of Krishna, dedicating your whole life in the service of Krishna. Don't allow the material energy to capture you. Actually, we are captured now. And don't allow the material energy to keep you in her clutches. This is our request. You're very fortunate, young boys. You've gotten the opportunity of the human birth here in the Holy Land of India. You've gotten the greatest opportunity to be in the Gurukula here in Krishna's transcendental abode, where whatever devotional service you render is multiplied 1,000 times the benefit. So take full advantage and try to awaken your love for Krishna. Your academic studies, that's important. But even more important is you try to develop the pure love of God within your hearts. You can become a big, big scholar, you see. I'm very expert in this subject matter, that subject matter, in physics or geography or computer science, or, you know, you can be a powerful, influential, intelligent person in this material world. But if you have no love for Krishna, shama eva hi kevalam, simply a useless waste of time. If the king falls into the river, he will drown faster than anyone else. Do you know why? Because his crown is very heavy. So you may be crowned with so many material opulences, wealth, power, prestige, knowledge, material knowledge, you see. But that can make you fall down even faster. You see. Better to be a humble devotee of the Lord. Feeling meek and humble. Don't talk in the back there. Stop that talking. I see you talking back there. You want to give the class? You back there. You boys, do you want to give the class or do you want to hear the class? So you listen. This is not a time to chat. You can chat outside of this class, but you must hear. You see. I can guarantee you, when Shukadeva Goswami was enlightening Maharaj Parikshit, in that assembly of sages, there wasn't anybody chatting, having little conversations going on. You boys have to learn how to hear. Otherwise, you're doomed. You want to become an animal in your next birth? Huh? You want to become animal? So you learn how to hear. When there is Bhagavatam, you give your full attention. This is a very serious thing. This is spiritual life and death. When there is Bhagavatam, you give your full attention. One time, Prabhupada was hearing the Bhagavatam class from Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And some elderly man who was hard of hearing, he could not understand what was being said. So he asked Prabhupada, what is he saying? And Prabhupada was trying to explain to him. And Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati stopped the lecture and chastised Prabhupada for speaking during the class. He was just trying to help somebody understand what was being said. But Bhakti, even for that, he got chastised by Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He took that chastisement as the greatest blessing. You see. Sometimes we become angry when we become chastised, you see. But actually being chastised is the greatest blessing. When my Guru Maharaj chastises me, a senior devotee chastises me, I'm very much blessed by that chastisement. Srila Prabhupada explains, he said, the student who is more chastised, he is advanced. We see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his spiritual master chastised him very greatly. He said, you are a complete fool. Can you imagine? He told Lord Chaitanya, you're a complete fool. You cannot understand Vedanta. Therefore, you better chant Hare Krishna mantra. That's your only hope. So if Lord Chaitanya is being chastised, what is our position? Oh, you can't chastise me. No. Wake up over there. Wake up that boy. He's sleeping. Wake up. Tune in. You can sleep later. Don't sleep now. You're too sleepy. You stand up. You stay awake and hear. This message will save you. You see? This message will save you at the time of death. Your death is coming. Do you know that? Your death is coming. Today or tomorrow, next week, next year, every one of us sitting in this room right now, we will all die. Every one of us is going to leave our bodies sooner or later. So this message will save you at the time of death. If you can remember this message of Bhagavatam, you will be saved at the time of death. So take very seriously this message. Don't waste your time chatting in the Bhagavatam class or sleeping in the Bhagavatam class. You tune in to Krishna consciousness, turn on your original spiritual nature, and bliss out in the transcendental ecstasy of Krishna prema. So, I can ask now if there's any questions. Your questions are welcome. Don't be dull-headed. Inquire. Krishna says you must inquire from the bona fide spiritual master. So what questions do you boys have? Any question? In the past you had many questions. I've lectured here many times. You always have very nice questions. You have no questions today?
Where is Prasadam?
Huh? When is Prasadam? That's the question. This is, you're getting the ultimate Prasadam right now. You see? And this is Prasadam. This is Prasadam time. Right now. This is Bhagavat Prasadam. Bhagavat Katha Prasadam. You see? This is feeding your soul. This is a love. Yes, here's a question.
Tilak every day. Can I get a tattoo?
Yeah.
Don't be a lazy fellow. By putting tilak every day, you put on tilak, you're going 10, every time you apply the tilak, you're going 10 steps closer to Krishna. So no laziness, okay? Okay, next question. Yes.
If it is a free will to become a devotee, so why do Maya test us?
If I become a devotee, why am I being tested by Maya? Actually, Maya is a pure devotee of Krishna. If you're a student here in the Gurukula, why do they give you tests? To help you advance, actually. The tests are to make you serious. So just like the tests here in Gurukula are to help you become more serious about your studies, Maya is also a testing agency. She tests you to help you become more serious about Krishna consciousness. And Maya will never give you a test which is more difficult than you can actually pass. So Maya is not cruel, actually. She plays a heavy role, but she's doing it in service to her beloved Krishna to help you advance in Krishna consciousness. Thank you for the very nice question, Hare Krishna. Okay, next question. Any more questions? Yes. Krishna is not giving you any suffering. Krishna is giving you unlimited bliss at every minute, but you're not taking it. That's your foolishness.
Actually, I was asking that won't this doubt arise in someone that when you come close to Krishna, you increase his love for him, for Krishna. Krishna sometimes, like for the gopis, increase their love, he got separated from him. So won't Krishna arise in someone's mind that
he's saying that when you develop love for Krishna, then like gopis develop love for Krishna and Krishna left them and they were separated.
You have to understand the on a higher level the relation, the pastimes with Krishna and the gopis. Krishna never actually leaves the gopis. He only externally appears to leave the gopis. Krishna is more present with the gopis at every minute than he is with anyone else. He only apparently leaves. Just like it is stated, Vrindavanam, put it in Jojo, Napadam Ekam Gacchati. Krishna never steps even one foot outside of Vrindavan. So actually Krishna never leaves the gopis. He just apparently leaves the gopis so that they can increase their ecstasy and become even more tightly connected with Krishna within their hearts. It's only superficially. Krishna never actually leaves Vrindavan. Only superficially he leaves Vrindavan. In fact, Krishna is right here, right now, if you learn the art of how to connect with him from the bona fide spiritual master. Narottam Das sings about this. He says, Vishaya chadiya kabe shudhabe mana kabe ha mohe rabo Shri Vrindavana. He says, when will my mind become completely free from all of this contamination? Then I will be able to experience Vrindavan directly at every minute. I'll be able to experience Radha and Krishna directly at every minute. You see, actually, Krishna is there. But the contamination, the lust, the anger, the greed, the madness, illusion, and envy, they are blocking. Actually, Krishna never puts his devotees into any difficulty. We are putting ourselves in difficulty because we are forgetting Krishna, that's all. If you're ever in difficulty, it's simply due to the fact you are forgetting Krishna. As soon as you absorb yourself in Krishna Smaranam, remembering Krishna, immediately all the difficulties are gone. Or the difficulties become transformed from apparent stumbling blocks into stepping stones. For a devotee, there's no such thing as a stumbling block. Every experience is another opportunity to move closer and closer and closer to Krishna. Any other questions? This is your last chance. That question you always wanted to ask, but you didn't dare ask, you can ask it now. If we have papers going around, anonymous, then we've got so many questions. Yeah, go ahead. Take sufficient rest at night. That's one thing. Don't stay up late. Go to bed on time and get up on time, and then you'll be well rested. But if you are sleepy in Bhagavatam, then you can stand up. And if you're still sleepy, then you can go back, rock back and forth a little bit, or go like this, you know, go like this with your eyes. Prop your eyes open. Just do something, you know. Or have a god brother next to you say, Prabhu, please make sure I stay awake. If you're not out, I'm going to tap you on the knee. So do what you can to stay awake. I guarantee you, if you make that endeavor to stay awake, Krishna will bless you. Okay, anything else? Yes.
If Lord Brahma is one of the 12 Mahajans, then why was he bewildered by the pastimes of Krishna?
If Lord Brahma is one of the Mahajans, then why he was bewildered by the pastimes of Krishna?
These are actually transcendental pastimes of Lord Brahma. It's an interesting question. If he's Mahajan, why he's bewildered? You could say, well, even the Mahajans become... But it's actually, the real understanding is He is a great pure devotee, Lord Brahma, one of the 12 Mahajanas. But to teach us an example, just like Arjuna was also an illusion, apparently an illusion, so the Gita could be spoken. So Brahma was apparently an illusion, just like Arjuna was apparently an illusion. How could somebody who gives us the Brahma Samhita be an illusion, you see? Premanjana charita bhakti valochanena santaksadaira hidayeshu valokayanti yangshama shundaram achyogunasvarupam govindamadi purusham tamaham vajami. How could the author of such beautiful shlokas be an illusion about Krishna? It is actually a pastime so that Krishna can have his own. He is participating in the Leela of Krishna. It is all for the pleasure of Krishna, actually. So Brahma is a Mahajana in spite of his apparent falling into illusion. Next question. Yes. How we can.
We are engaged in devotional service, but yet we sometimes fall into Maya, commit so many offenses. What will be the result?
The result of mixed heart is you'll take birth again in the material world. I want to be a devotee, but I'm still attracted to women or money or power, you know, like that. Then I'll take birth again and become a devotee again in my next life. So an intelligent person realizes, why should I have mixed devotion? Let me have exclusive devotion to Krishna, so that, first of all, I won't have any anxiety in this lifetime. And second point is, I'll be qualified to go back to Krishna. It's natural in the beginning, you're going to have some mixed desires, you see. There's three different levels, Kanishta Adhikari, Majjhima Adhikari, and Uttama Adhikari. So there's a gradual progress towards complete pure devotion. Right now you have mixed desires, isn't it? You desire sense gratification and Krishna. So you have to realize you're like a person who's suffering from a disease who is only partially recovered. If you're partially recovered, you have to keep taking the treatment until you're fully recovered. So sadhana bhakti is the treatment. So now we are partially recovered by the mercy of Prabhupada and his followers. We are partially recovered. So now we have to stay with this recovery process, and gradually we will become fully recovered. Therefore, chanting 16 rounds, following the four regular principles, becoming initiated by the bona fide spiritual master, and being obedient to the bona fide spiritual master. If you take this process very seriously throughout your entire life, you will become a pure devotee and you'll go back to Godhead. Yes?
As Ramnavami is approaching, I had a doubt in Ramayana. Mother Sita's swayamvara was going on, even demons like Ravana was invited. Why was it King Dashrata?
Yeah, the last one. What is the last
point? Repeat the last point.
Mother Sita's swayamvara.
Why wasn't
Dasharath, King Dasharath and family?
Svayambhava means
Svayambhava's marriage. Marriage celebration.
Dasharath was not invited?
Yeah, that's what he said. Why wasn't?
We'd have to do some research in the Mahabharata for that. I'm not familiar with that pastime.
Ramayana.
Yeah. Do some research on that one. It's an interesting question. I'd like to know the answer myself.
Where did you get that question?
We're hearing Ramayana in our ashram.
Did you ask that question there?
Yeah, we did, but proper answer yesterday. So before.
I have never heard that, so I can't.
Yeah, answer. It's an interesting question. Next. Thank you very much for such a wonderful question. The fact is, at the end of Kali Yuga, this whole planet will be like a jungle of cannibals. It's either you eat your neighbor or he eats you. I mean, it's going to be really bad. The whole planet will be cannibals. People will be eating human beings to survive. If you can capture, if you're hungry, you go kill a human being and eat him. And you either kill a human being and eat them, or they kill you and eat you. That's what it's going to be like at the end of the Kali Yuga. However, there is a 10,000 year period, a golden era of Lord Chaitanya, which started 500 years ago with the advent of Lord Chaitanya, during which the Krishna Ganges movement will increase until the whole world becomes Krishna conscious. This is predicted by Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. He says, Sats Janna Dur Janna Pangu Jadda Anagana Prema Vanyaya Dubaila Jagatana Jana. This Krishna conscious movement, it is a prema tsunami, a tidal wave of love of God. It will inundate the entire world and drown everyone, whether they are pious, impious, lame, invalid, or blind. So right now, we are the lucky persons who are on this planet just at the beginning of this huge spiritual revolution that's going to take over the whole world. Can you imagine? Your greatest good fortune to be one of those persons who helps to bring a complete revolution on this planet, where the whole planet becomes Vaishnavas. This is the beginning of the very pioneering days. When this revolution is just starting to take root, Prabhupada started it, he amplified it. Of course, it's been carried on. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, they were doing it within India. But then Srila Prabhupada took it to America and spread it all over the world. And now we have people all over the world, in every country, practically speaking, who are practicing Krishna consciousness and preaching Krishna consciousness. The next level will be when we can actually convince the world leaders to take up Krishna consciousness and make this the world religion. You see, that day will come when Hare Krishna becomes the world religion. And you boys should dedicate your lives for this mission. My life is dedicated to making Hare Krishna the world religion. Because there's no other solution for the problems of the world. There's no other solution. There is no solution except for spiritual revolution. So now you dedicate yourself, each one of you become spiritual revolutionaries. Study these books, know these books, live these books, and preach these books, and distribute these books, you see. In this way, you will be instruments utilized by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for bringing about the greatest paradigm shift in the history of the universe. Okay? How many are willing to give their life as spiritual revolutionaries for Lord Chaitanya and Srila Prabhupada? Raise your hands. Get the camera now. Take this picture. Hold your hands high. I have a photographer here taking your picture. Your hand is up. You want to be a spiritual revolutionary for Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? His hand is not raised. Oh, he's taking the picture. Okay. Anybody? All right. I don't see a hand. Is anybody hand not raised? We need to talk to them about this. Okay, the pictures are taken. You can put your hands down now. So now you've made your pledge. You've made your commitment. You must carry through on your pledge to be, give your life as a spiritual revolutionary for Srila Prabhupada and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jai. So now on that auspicious note, we have some prasadam to distribute. And we thank you all very, very much, my dear boys, and also my disciples who have come today. We thank you very much. Huh? One more question, okay? How to experience Krishna within your heart? It's very simple. Prabhupada personally wrote me a letter in this connection when I was a young brahmachari back in Texas, back in about 1972. Prabhupada answered that question. He said, if you will simply serve Krishna with full sincerity of attitude 24 hours a day, he will personally come and answer every question that you have. So it's since 24/7 sincerity of attitude. It's very simple. You just got to be sincere at every minute during the day. Always be sincere about being Krishna's devotee. That's in all times, places, and circumstances.
That's what he's saying. You have said once, but he's trying to do that, but why he's not feeling
it? Why are you not feeling it? Because you're not trying hard enough. You're not trying hard enough. You have to learn how to... You know how a laser beam is? You can make a beam of light so powerful it can burn through metal. So you have to, by quality japa, by quality devotee relationships, by taking shelter of a guru and becoming a first-class disciple of that spiritual master, what you will do is you will be laser-focusing your consciousness so it can burn through something even thicker than metal, which is the three modes of material nature, which are covering you right now. You have to laser focus your consciousness by good sadhana, good japa, regulated principles, etc. You have to laser focus your consciousness so you can completely burn through the coverings of the three modes of material nature. And then you will see Krishna and Radha before you. They will bless you, answer all your questions, and engage you in their eternal pastimes. You have it available right now. You just have to intensify your focus of consciousness. Don't be... We're all spaced out. That's the problem. We have splayed intelligence instead of highly focused intelligence. That's why we have to hear. That's why don't talk now. Anybody who's talking, don't talk. You have to learn how to focus. That means don't talk, don't chat during Bhagavatam. You focus on what's being said. You focus on your japa. In this way, you'll become a very powerful yogi who can control their mind and burn... Yeah, I see you talking back there. You stop that, rascal. You can burn through all the coverings in that way by the intensity of focus. Okay? All right, we'll stop here. One more? One more point? Anybody has computer access? Anybody have access to the internet? You can go to joincourse.com and get on my e-course. Joincourse.com. You get on my free e-course. You get something every day. You get a video every day. You get a video every day and some question and answer. But you go to joincourse.com or backtohome.com. www.joincourse.com or www.backtohome.com. Either address will work. Okay, we thank you very much. Now we'll distribute some prasadam. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaura Premanandi. Thank you very much.